You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Archbishop Timothy Broglio was ordained a priest for the Diocese of Cleveland and ordained an archbishop by St. John Paul in 2001. In 2007, he was named the fourth archbishop of the Military Archdiocese of the United States, and we're very honored to have Archbishop Broglio on the phone with us today from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Archbishop.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thanks again for taking time to be with us today on Catholic Forum. We're going to be talking today primarily about the cause for sainthood for Father Vincent Capodanno. And you've recently formed the Father Vincent Capodanno Guild to facilitate the cause for sainthood for this Vietnam War chaplain. For our listeners who might not be familiar with Father Capodanno, tell us about him, if you would, please.
Father Capodanno was a young man who grew up in Staten Island, New York, and he became a Maryknoll missioner and served both in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. At a certain point, he felt that call for a vocation within a vocation, which is the military chaplaincy, I think because of his contact with some naval officers and seamen in the Hong Kong area, and his superiors gave him permission to sign up, and he was sent to serve with the Marines in Vietnam, where he was quite an exemplary chaplain and actually died ministering to the Marines in a battle in Vietnam. He was I suppose, like many chaplains, he was more interested in taking care of his Marines than he was about his own personal safety. Mm-hmm. And so he was killed as he ministered to a soldier who's still alive, as a matter of fact.
Wow. Now, many people, of course, you know, to be considered for sainthood, you have to have lived a very holy life. What are some of the examples of Father Capodanno's holiness?
Well, I think some of the examples are his devotion to his ministry as a priest, his willingness to respond to first the call to the missions and then the call to military chaplaincy, and then that heroic dedication to his mission, where that took precedence over everything else.
Yeah.
As we've investigated his life, there are a number of small indicators of his continual desire to respond to this call to holiness.
Yeah. Such as?
As he went through school, some of the reflections of people who knew him, his assiduousness in prayer and participating in the life of the church. Even his, he initially began to work before he decided to go into the seminary, and he was an exemplary worker, an exemplary Catholic layman before he entered the Society of Maryknoll.
Now, you say he was killed in the line of duty, so to speak, while ministering to a Marine. Was that Marine injured? How did he die?
Actually, the Marine was injured, and Father ran up to him while the shooting was going on and just kept reassuring him that he would be all right, that help would come, and not to lose hope, not to despair, not to give up. And actually, he was then shot a number of times as he was leaning over this Marine.
Yeah. What lessons can we learn from the life of Father Capodanno?
Well, I think one of the lessons that we learn is that placing our faith in God above all things, and probably next to that is the willingness to serve our brothers and sisters, and that can be in extraordinary ways. I think that's one of the reasons that that we recount the lives of the saints, is because we need extraordinary examples so that we appreciate that our ordinary response is also a path to sanctity. And we're not all called to be martyrs, and we're not all called to be in a battlefield or a prison camp, but we're certainly all called to holiness, and we're all called to respond in those day-to-day activities and give evidence of our faith in the gospel. I like to think that the saints teach us to do what Francis of Assisi always said: preach the gospel always, and when absolutely necessary, use words.
Now, earlier this year, Archbishop, you established the Father Capodanno Guild. How is the guild structured, and how will it facilitate Father Capodanno's cause?
Well, the guild is structured with a 7-member executive board of directors, and their responsibility is twofold. One is to help make the cause known, so that indeed the life and story of Father Capodanno might be more widely understood and appreciated. And then secondly, to raise the necessary resources that will be needed in order to pursue the cause for canonization. You know, there are certain costs involved with preparing the documentation and then sending all that documentation to Rome. And then also investigating the eventual miraculous cures that might come through his intercession. We have at least 2 cases that we're investigating right now, and that requires medical testimony and investigation, and all of that has a certain expense attached to it.
Also, at this point in time, your archdiocese is involved with the case for sainthood for Father Capon, who is a Korean War chaplain. How is that cause going?
That cause is going very well. That is actually under the auspices of the Diocese of Wichita, of which he was a priest. And so they have progressed quite far along in the process, and actually the documentation is already over at the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. They have a rather extraordinary miraculous cure of a young man who was injured, was paralyzed from the neck down in a pole vaulting accident, was given up of any possibility of him, well, first of all, surviving, and then certainly that he would never walk again. And if he were to walk into a room, you would never know that he had been at one time in that condition.
Wow. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. My special guest this morning is Archbishop Timothy Broglio, who is the Archbishop of the Military Archdiocese of the United States. And we've been talking about the cause for sainthood for Father Vincent Capodanno. Archbishop, how can our listeners get more information about the life and the cause for Father Capodanno?
Well, if they go to our website, www.milarch.org, there are links to the cause for Father Capodanno, and also links to the Capodanno Guild, and there they can find extensive information about him. There is also a book called The Grunt Padre, which was written by Father Daniel Mode, who is a priest of the Diocese of Arlington and a Navy chaplain. And that book also has details about his life and his death.
The Grunt, it's called The Grunt Padre?
Yes.
That's interesting title, yeah.
Well, of course, you know, Marines are...
Sure.
The soldiers are known as grunts, so
yeah.
That's... And I believe there's also another more recent biography in preparation right now, but I have no idea as to when that might see the light of day.
On a different topic, Archbishop, while I have you, you've been the Archbishop of the Military Services for what, about 7 years now, I guess?
Almost, yes.
Yeah. So what do you like most about your flock and serving the Archdiocese for of the military?
What I like most about my flock are the people.
Yeah.
They are really marvelous people. They're dedicated to values beyond themselves and certainly committed to service. And, of course, you know, I also have the Veterans Administration hospitals as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to visit some of the people who in the past have served our nation is certainly a great privilege.
Yeah. And your archdiocese is spread across the world. That must be a challenge.
That is indeed a challenge, and it encompasses what I least like about this ministry, and that is the constant travel.
Yeah.
I spend about 200 days outside of Washington a year.
Wow.
And that gets tiring fast.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, Your Excellency, how can the average Catholic, the average listener to this program, assist in your efforts for canonization for Father Cappadano?
Well, two things. One, certainly if they have any needs that they'd like to ask for his intercession, through the website you can certainly obtain a prayer card.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be certainly that would be one way to foster the cause. Secondly, obviously any contributions that can be made to the Cappadano Guild will certainly help the Guild and its responsibility to assume the eventual expenses for the process.
And if you would please, Archbishop, give that website one more time.
www.milarch.org.
Your Excellency, Archbishop Timothy Broglio, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to be with us today on Catholic Forum.
It was a pleasure to speak with you, and certainly my blessings to all of your listeners.